Wearing a mask over your nose and mouth is one small step to help mitigate the spread of COVID-19, as we've heard numerous times through this pandemic. The public health benefits are clear, but there's been at least one unintended consequence for communication. Many deaf and hard of hearing individuals read lips and facial expressions for more clear communication or context. If you've tuned into one of the governor's press conferences recently, you may have noticed an unmasked interpreter using American Sign Language. In other cases, an interpreter may be wearing a clear mask. And my next guest has been working to get thousands of clear masks out into the world. Sherry Collins is the executive director of the Arizona Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing, and I spoke with her recently. I started by asking just how much a typical mask can complicate communication with people who are hard of hearing.
Yes, wearing a mask during the COVID-19, the pandemic challenges that we're living right now is wearing a mask. And for our community who are deaf and hard of hearing, create a communication barrier because your face is covered, we can't read your lips, or we can't even see your facial expression. So that puts another barrier of communication. And the last thing that we want to do is anybody to take their mask off. We do not want people to take their mask off, but we would like to let people to think about other alternative communication options, such as Clear Mask is what we have launched in Arizona. We launched a statewide Clear Mask program, and we have used up all of those requests, so we have more Clear Mask on the way. And the other thing is that people can, you know, think about is if you are a counter to a person who is deaf or hard of hearing, is thinking about using, depending on the situation, write notes back and forth, or pointing a picture, or if you're looking at a menu, you can use that. Other forms of communication can be easily done through your phone. You know, you want to write to each other. And but the last thing, we do not want people to take off their mask. And I had a situation, and I have two dogs, and one of them ended up going to the vet. I had to go to the emergency room and had a follow-up doctor appointment with the my primary vet doctor, who I've seen many years. And I brought Clear Mask with me because I need to read her lips. And she was happy to wear those masks for me. The front desk put the mask on, the Clear Mask, the doctor, as well as the technician. So it really made it comfortable to communicate with my doctor. At the same time, we all were protected.
Have you noticed anyone hesitating to want to wear a clear mask? Would you like to see more and more people wear clear masks?
You know, and people think that clear mask is for us who are deaf and hard of hearing. It's actually not. It's for hearing people. We would like to see more of those people, especially in the business community, is where I've been talking a lot during the media interview. It's the grocery store, your doctor's office, or even going to get your haircut. And like for my situation, it was the vet. And be prepared so that when we have clear mask in our hands, we could take it with us and give it to that person, say, hey, would you mind wearing a clear mask while we're communicating? So that's why we launched a statewide program, is for those who are deaf and hard of hearing to take with them. Not only that, but also think about family members who have children who are deaf and hard of hearing, and everybody else's hearing. What about communication with your own family members who have a hearing loss? So to think about all of these different scenarios, and now we're getting a lot of requests from public schools. Teachers want to have those clear masks for classroom instruction, and which makes sense. And so we'd like to see more business communities to think about, if you're going to purchase masks, think about also providing clear masks, especially if you know you have customers who come in and you're going to have that ready on hand if you have somebody come in that needs communication.
Can I ask you to go back in time a little bit? When the pandemic started, how concerned were you about communication being even more difficult before more people were wearing clear masks, when you started seeing people wear masks that weren't clear?
You know, at the beginning of this COVID-19 crisis, the stress level was, it was extremely high for our community. I mean, we were all like, what does this mean for us? Because we were worrying about, you know, the information. Are we going to have enough toilet paper? And what's being, you know, shared in the public? Because we rely on communication information through, such as, you know, online website captioning, information translating in American Sign Language, and transcript for those who are deaf-blind. If they can't see the video, we need to have transcript available. That was a big issue at the beginning of the pandemic. Then the mask. Everybody wanted to get their hands on the clear mask, which we tried to get, and they were sold out. Now that the company that we procure the clear mask have, they're back in inventory, so they have enough supplies. But all of that is at the very beginning. We were afraid to leave our house, and we had scheduled Zoom meetings through the community to help to ease the stress and the fear, and hear from the public what was happening in their environment, so we can better to make sure information is available to our community. And Leslie, the governor, Ducey, when he does his press conference, we have an interpreter and captioning, and that is so important.
Sherry Collins is executive director of the Arizona Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing.